Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny, the great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now,
the way to
sit back
Kansas
and discover amazing
City?
Stories, meet interesting people, and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Good evening, Kansas City. I'm Jim.
I'm Brian.
And this is Kansas City. Brian, it's spring, you told me last week.
It's supposed to be spring. Technically, it is spring.
I don't feel springy.
Calendar-wise, it is spring.
We'll go with calendar.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody warned me about Kansas City.
Sometimes we have to follow the rules, Jim.
Which rule would that be?
That would be technically, it is spring.
We'll go with that. Hi, Rudy. Good to see you.
Good seeing you guys, too.
He was here last week, right?
Yes, he was.
Okay. And he's got all the Union Broadcasting regalia on. Look at this. They give him a tie.
It's a very comfortable jacket. I like it.
It's delightful.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
It's like the very last one. When I started, they needed me to wear something 810, and it was like 20 degrees outside. All they had was one jacket left, and it fit. So
fortunately,
like, cool.
It fit. Otherwise, we'd be having a whole different story.
They never find one to fit me.
Well, you know, Baby Huey look will be in one day.
Yes, it will.
Although we're not on 810. This is 94.5 FM and 1510 AM. Of course, if you found us, or they could be listening online, right?
Yes, they could. We have a lot of listeners online, Jim. A lot of listeners.
I like those people. So tonight on the show, in spite of the fact that it's spring,
we are doing Exploring Martin City.
Exploring Martin City. If I had timed that just right, we could have had a little echo effect.
Yeah, we could.
You want to try it again?
No.
Me either.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like we'd have great success with that.
But we have three guests in the studio today, and Ooh. Then we have a little bit of history about Martin City that
yeah.
I thought the listeners would be really interested in.
Are you saying they won't be interested in the first three guests?
No, but the city itself...
is fascinating?
It really is to me.
Get out of here. Really?
It really is
to
me.
Because I'm the history geek between us, and you think it's going to be interesting.
Martin City, Missouri, located around the 135th and Holmes Street, along that whole line there.
The corridor?
The corridor, but it's also expanded from there, is in present-day Kansas City, Missouri, and was originally named Tilden.
Tilden, Missouri. Oh, was that the governor? Something about a governor?
Originally, January 4th, 1887.
Yes.
E.L. Martin was the founder of Martin City. It was named Tilden after Samuel Jones Tilden, a presidential candidate who was defeated by Rutherford B. Hayes.
Oh, you don't want to mess with the Hayes machine.
In 1876, yeah. By how many votes?
73.
One.
Whoops. Missed it by that much.
One vote. So there was
this one of those where we let the House decide?
So, yes.
I thought so.
Yes, it was. So, defeated...
There could have been a second president from Missouri?
Yes, there could. And in 1895, due to the existence of another town, Tilden, in Dallas County, Missouri, the town was renamed Martin City.
So he wasn't governor at all. He was a presidential candidate.
He was a presidential candidate. But 1895, it's got some history there.
And there's more to share.
Yes, there is.
Okay, great. Why don't we just, can we just roll right
yeah,
into our
just
first?
Go. Let's
yeah,
because
we got a lot of stuff to do and very little amount of time to do it. Wasn't that a Willy Wonka line?
Let's go.
Okay. Joining us in the studio, Bob Stewart of the Sharper Edge Concrete Landscaping Borders Company. Bob, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, and thanks for that very interesting nugget of information, because I had no idea.
Feel free to use that.
I will.
You know, as people walk in your shop in the future, by the way, lovely place, Brian, you should go see the Sharper Edge. But as people walk in, just go ahead and hit them with, you know, we could have been named Tilden. But we
were.
Didn't.
We were named Tilden, but then it changed in 1795. Right.
Correct.
There we go.
This is exciting stuff.
18.
18. Sorry.
But if it had been 17, we might have gotten away with it.
But I'll tell you this also, Bob, that there has been a lot of history. Actually, Martin City was a hub prior to Westport.
Wow.
It was the biggest hub. It had a train depot. It had everything. So you're right in the right spot. And what do you guys do at the...
Sharper Edge.
Concrete borders?
We do. It's a seamless pour concrete border. So it's customized to everybody's
house. Very
cool stuff. So basically, instead of having the plastic borders or the aluminum borders or the faux stone borders or whatever, we'll actually customize it. We pour it in place and make it look like they're blocks, but it's all one continuous piece with a piece of stainless steel goes all the way through it like a rebar to hold it together. And we can texture it, color it, make it look like bricks, make it look like rocks, blend it in.
Different colors?
Different colors, yep.
So
you want a gradient? They can do it?
This is different than if, like I know a lot of people who put stone, you know, just
wrap around the tree.
Or brick.
Yeah.
And wrap around the tree or the garden and everything. And it always changes every year because...
Something moves.
Yeah. It all
freezes and thaw, and it moves up and down, spreads apart. But what we do with the concrete edging is it's actually a single pour, like a tube of toothpaste. You just move it along there, you shape it, you texture it, you color it, and then it stays there looking like those blocks, beautiful, but it doesn't change. And if it happens to crack any places, like concrete is occasionally does, we've got that piece of stainless steel in there, keeps it in place, it looks beautiful for years and years and years.
So if you're looking like to replace the stone or whatever your barrier is around your garden or around your landscaping in the front, your plant beds.
Trees.
Sidewalk, yeah.
Maybe even the driveway?
Yeah.
See, I'm giving them all sorts of ideas. These guys have never thought about some of these things, I'm sure.
It's all new to me. This is amazing. Thank you, Jim.
Feel free to use any of these. This is what I do. Used to drive around town with a license plate that said Idea Man, and people took it seriously. I had to get rid of that license plate. You got an idea for me? I don't even know you. Leave me alone. So, Brian, I went into the shop. I actually have known about these guys. You know, I wanted to get a business from Martin City.
Right.
So that's why I stopped in. But I'd known about these guys for probably 20 years or so ago when I ran into them at a home show. Now, it was not Bob. It was somebody else. But they were fine representation of the company. And they showed me this stuff. It's like, I think I use the word extruded. It's like this extruded plastic, but it's not plastic. It's concrete. And then they stamp it, and it was awesome. And let me tell you something else I learned from Bob. The color goes all the way through. So if you chip it, you know, maybe one of your kids is, you know, playing football in the yard and falls and hits his head and, you know, makes a dent in your, it still looks like the color that you had on the front because it goes all the way through.
Yep.
And
mixed
they used
with the concrete.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're excited now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're thinking about this for you.
Yes, I am.
I think Mary would like to have you wrapped in some kind of seamless concrete border.
I'll tell you this. I don't doubt that. But I'll tell you this. There's a lot of people that don't know that this exists.
Right.
And they just, you know, they go and buy the stone or the brick, and they just put them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a customer at findandrefer.com, who put stone all around last winter. It's all broken apart by now.
Sure.
Yeah.
In a year.
Absolutely.
In a year.
Well, you could do that in a month in Kansas City with the weather changes that we get.
Can you believe that?
I got to tell you, when I first found this stuff 20 plus years ago at the home show, I tried to explain it to my wife what I wanted. Why I thought this was so cool. And she's like, I don't understand. I go, it's got this, I guess they like squeeze it out. And it goes, she was like, what? What are you talking about? I didn't have any material. They didn't have any materials to give me. So I went home and tried to explain it. It was hapless.
It's like the old Play-Doh machine, you know? You just squeeze it in, you squeeze it out, and it's all one continuous piece.
So you can make it look like stone?
We can make it look like brick. We also do, there's texturing you put on top of it as well. And then there's also like an antiquing that gives you a little bit of a hint of a different color, so it gives it some depth to it. So between the texture and the different coloration and the color of the actual concrete itself, it creates a stone-like looking texture that can match your exterior or whatever you have in your beds or your stone or whatever you want.
And so would you need to, how far do you go down?
It only goes down about an inch and a half, but it gives you a 4-inch border on the back for your mulch to go into. And then the cool thing is on the front side, it's only about an inch and a half tall. So you can ride your mower right up over the side of that thing. No more edging, no more little pieces where your weed whacker is going to get cut. You just drive along, and every couple times a summer, you give it a little bit of a trim, and you're done. Makes mowing a snap.
Really?
See?
That sounds really great.
And they've got statuary there, too.
And fountains.
And
we are the city of
this
fountains.
This is the city of fountains.
Yes.
He's not missing many tricks here. This is outstanding. By the way, you catch this voice? He's properly trained. He could put either one of us out of this show. wouldn't be a problem at all.
I should have been out years ago.
Oh, there's no question.
But they're still letting me do it 12 years.
But you guys are nicer, so, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Clearly, he does not know us. So, tell us where the Sharper Edge is.
The Sharper Edge is at 610 East 135th Street in Martin City. We're right next to the railroad tracks. We're catty-corner to Jess and Jim's, which is a landmark, and I believe Debbie's here to talk about that. And also down the street from Jack Stack, the original location.
That's where the first one was?
Yeah, that's it.
Man, there's quite a few good restaurants in Martin City.
Too many.
I mean, you could go to a lot of places around town and not find a decent restaurant. But Martin City, there's like three or four of them right there where they could just beat the tar out of each other.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're so good, because the competition forces them to
be. But they are diversified.
They are in different options, right?
Correct.
If you're thinking Jess and Jim's, you're probably not also thinking Jack Stack. But and you might come back next week.
And you're probably not thinking Mexican.
Right. Or RC's.
Or chicken, fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very diversified. So it's not like seeing a McDonald's on every corner.
Did you line up a restaurant to be a guest today?
No, I didn't. Not today.
It's because of me, isn't it?
It is because of you. They said we'd rather do that on the food show that you do. We don't like Jim. There is a new restaurant that opened up out there across the street from Martin City Brewery.
There is? Oh, that's news to me.
It's called Coast to Coast.
I think I saw the sign for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been there.
A seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still hurt. I'm over here just sulking.
I can see that physically.
It's rather apparent, isn't it? Even Lizzie can tell. She's like, that guy's an idiot. Okay, so if people want to find the Sharper Image, just head right down 130.
Sharper Edge. I did the same thing. I understand, but it's the Sharper Edge.
You know, now that they're gone, though. Are they gone?
Well, they're still online.
On catalog.
That's right.
But it does stick in your head, doesn't it?
Forever.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I've spent a lot of money with those guys over the years.
Yeah.
Not since they closed the Plaza shop.
It's like Coming to America. McDonald's versus
McDowell's. McDowell's? McDougal's. McDowell's?
I think it was McDowell's.
McDowell's.
Yeah. They got the Golden Arches.
We got the Golden Arc.
Our buns don't have seeds.
We both have two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, but our bun does not have seeds.
It's a completely different food.
If they want to get hold of you, Bob, how do they call you?
Well, they can call us on the telephone by dialing 816-941-3343 or on the interweb, if they so choose,
at those interwebs.
thesharperedge.net.
Thesharperedge.net, and I went onto that website and I saw some of the pictures they have right there in front. You'll be amazed at what this looks like. I encourage you, they call and get a bid.
Well, we actually have them come into the store. We can actually do all the measuring on the internet. So we look over Google Earth and we will map that out, and we'll come within like 3 feet on a 300-foot project or something like that. and our outdoor showroom with our fountains. Don't want to miss that. That's a treat. We've got dozens of fountains out there, and one flip of the switch, and they all come on. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Thanks very much.
He didn't flip the switch for me.
We're joined in studio by Bob Stewart from the Sharper Edge.
Yes.
Well done. Concrete landscape borders.
And we'll be back. This is Kansas City. We're back. Uh-oh. We're back.
Yes, we are. Recognize the tune?
This is Kansas City. I do recognize the tune, but I'm not going to disclose it to you at this point in time.
I need more cowbell.
Ah, I see.
Like, it would have been good if it would just been the sketch from Saturday Night Live. I would have enjoyed that. Brian, you may have noticed Bob Stewart isn't with us anymore.
Well, we're talking Martin City, and we're talking exploring Martin City. There are so many interesting businesses Martin City that we had a tough time, didn't we?
I had a great time, though. I just drove up and down 135th Street, and when I saw something that sparked my interest, I went inside. And the people were actually very friendly. You do that in my home area, you know, Shawnee, oh, they'll take a shot at you. You do that over... I can say that because I live in Shawnee. But there's you go down... 135th.
Get out.
There's a lot of... aren't you guys trying to do commerce? I will shoot you. In Shawnee, we have more residents. We don't have many businesses.
Yeah.
And we like it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but they do. So I'm driving down 135th, and there's a house. Now, you see all these businesses, right? They got the post office. You and I have been to Jess and Jim's. We know about RC's. But then there's this house, this beautiful little house. I want to call it Victorian. I'm probably doing it a disservice to say that. But out in front, it's got a little sign and one of those little public library, you know, the little handmade libraries that's out in front where the kids can leave a book, pick up a book. You know what I'm talking about?
It's on the corner there.
It's not really on the corner. No. But the little sign out front says Gilded Lily. And I thought, well, I wonder what that is. So I just pulled my car in, you know. They have a parking lot and everything. Pulled my car in, went inside, and was confronted by, first of all, an aroma that I don't normally get in my day-to-day life. It was pleasant. It wasn't like, you know, sweaty gym socks or something. It wasn't like the inside of the Jeep. It was very pleasant. People left me alone for a while. They asked if I needed any help, but then left me alone. And I walked around. I learned about tea. I learned a little bit about some old leather-bound books. Very important, I understand.
Yes.
We can talk about that at great length. And then Debbie, who is the proprietress there, was kind enough to talk to me a little bit about her shop. And Debbie joins us in the studio. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, how long have you had the Gilded Lily?
I started as a vendor when it was another store in 2012 in the Sunroom. And we took over the property in June of 2017.
Wow. Okay. Now, you have like about a billion different kinds of tea. I had no idea there was different kinds of tea. I thought there was Lipton and maybe Nescafe. Is that the other one?
Oh, Jim.
Well, that's what I found out. No, those aren't types of tea at all.
No, they're not.
And they
poor Jim.
They make them at different temperatures, Brian.
Don't feel bad about him. He went to UCLA.
I already told him I'm going to convert him to a tea drinker.
Yes. Not,
you know, the beer people said the same thing when they came. Well, you know what? They were right, though. So maybe you got shot again.
They were right. And then you went into the hospital.
That's true. And then I had to dry out for 28 days. I don't... Okay. Well, so, Debbie, 2017, you take over the whole place.
Right.
And it's upstairs, it's downstairs, there's a kitchen, and every room has its own little sort of ambiance.
Correct.
What on earth got into you to want to do this?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a passion. It's the creative outlet. I get to bring things to Kansas City that maybe aren't found just anywhere. We try to source items that aren't readily available to just walk in and purchase in town.
Right. Well, you've nailed that. By the way, you've got a, as you walk up the stairs, there is a poster that I'd like. It's got a devil on it.
Correct.
And it's promoting some form of liquor, Brian. A licorice flavored liqueur.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Absinthe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm going to come back and get that.
Right.
I don't know if you'll convert me to tea, but I will take the poster. I don't know exactly why, but it sang to me.
Fair enough.
Is the inventory of what you've got there, is it always the same or is it constantly changing?
Oh, no. It changes all the time. We're always set up for whatever holiday is coming up. Right now, we have lots of spring and Easter decor. We always have books in the store that also change with the season, like gardening books. We're pretty full on those right now. So, and we're constantly bringing new stuff in, constantly changing out displays. It just keeps it fresh in there for our customers.
Now, Brian's better half, Mary.
What kind of things do you...
Loves this shop.
Well, yes, but what kind of things can I find if I went there? Because I haven't been there, I have to admit. But when you mentioned leather-bound books...
They have quite the collection of leather-bound books.
And they are a collector's piece, right?
Correct.
They have these little tiny ones, Brian. I mean, you could probably read all the way through them.
Yeah.
We have a literary society at our shop, which is unusual for most boutiques. So we're all about the books. The thing out front you were talking about earlier is called a little free library.
Little free library.
Take a book, leave a book. You can take a book and bring one back later. We try to encourage and promote reading. And so we do carry quite a few vintage books, and we also carry new books from the publisher.
Okay, so the things that are inside your shop are not just vintage.
No, it's new, vintage, and antique.
Okay.
And we have gourmet food. We have teas. We have fine jewelry. We have French perfume.
I didn't get into all the areas, all the little nooks, I guess.
Right. We have limited clothing as well.
Huh. Was that maybe downstairs?
Downstairs.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now I'm starting to put things together.
You missed that one.
I did. I started downstairs and I just thought, you know, there's so much. Let's just get them on the radio to talk about it.
If you can get one of those books or some of the things, it's amazing to have in your house.
Hmm.
It really adds a level of decadence in your home that otherwise people wouldn't notice.
A little class, a little culture, you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You don't think the Monopoly board out all the time is doing it for me anymore?
Only at your house.
That's probably
true. But most of the kids are gone, so...
They are gone.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that's still there is hanging on by nails, and I keep trying to get the hammer in front of the right finger, and I just keep missing.
Yeah.
Colin. All right. Do you do a lot of business online? I'm curious.
Not a lot.
People have to come in, don't they?
Well, they need to come in. We have a website with limited items, but we do have a lot of people call us from our social media and either ask us to ship or, I mean, I've delivered soap before. Well, we kind of try to take care of our customers and still offer customer service that's becoming more rare in today's society.
Do you go out and search for these deals?
Yes.
So you're actively, that's probably your main job there. Well, running the store, I get that. But otherwise, you're looking for these unique items that people can find that they otherwise wouldn't be able to find anywhere else.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a job right there.
It would seem to be a full-time job. Now, Debbie does have some help.
Right. We truly are a family-run business. My daughter works the store. My other daughter does some PR, and my husband helps out as well.
And the dog.
And we have a shop
dog
named
Remy.
Remy.
Yeah. Remy is something to behold.
Well, Remy needs a friend.
Oh, you know what? I need to get rid of one of mine.
Yeah, you do.
What would you think of a Great Dane?
Yeah, would that be bad?
I don't. Remy's kind of the star of the store.
Well, it's a good thing then that I can also offer a pug. I have one of each, and I'm happy to let either of them go.
I think he might be an only dog type of child.
Why is everybody telling me this?
Everybody tells me about, yeah, that too.
Okay. Now, you're on 135th, very close to our friends at Sharper Edge.
Correct. We're neighbors.
You're neighbors. And let's see here. I've got an address, I think. Yes, 612 East 135th Street.
Correct.
And you can also phone them up at 816-510-2182. And they've got the website, Brian.
And, you know, we're coming up on some holidays, Mother's Day and that. You could go in and find something very unique instead of a grocery store.
Yeah, don't go to Target.
Yeah, Target.
Everybody and their brother go. Everybody and your siblings go to Target.
Or some flowers that they get at the
grocery
store.
Your mom deserves something a little unique.
Yeah, something unique would really throw them off.
They've got this giant framed of the temperatures that you is it called steam?
Steep.
Okay. Steep tea at. Mm-hmm. Did you know that different teas need a different temperature, Brian?
I did not know that.
Well, little culture. You're supposed to hold your pinky out like this, too.
I'll have some Earl Grey.
Is that a type?
Yes, it is.
It's not a brand?
It's a blend.
That's a blend?
Mm-hmm.
It's English tea.
It's English tea. Is it the only English tea?
Green tea. Well, we'll get into tea soon.
Rudy's pushing me for a break. We got to take a break. Make sure you go buy the Gilded Lily on 135th Street, or you can check them out at gildedlilykc.com. Debbie, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We enjoyed this. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We've got more to learn about Martin City. Stay tuned. Who knows? Who knows what goes on this show? Welcome back. You're listening to This is Kansas City. Jim and Brian this week, exploring beautiful Martin City. Brought to us by a local liquor kingpin.
Yes, Edward Martin. He was the local liquor king.
Did he have a son by any chance named Remy?
I don't know that, but I'll tell you, this was back in 1890.
Well, that could have been a great name back in the 1890s.
Yeah, Martin City has some major, major history for our Kansas City metro area.
Ooh. Do you want to tell more, or are we going to come back to that?
I think we're going to come back to that, because right now we're joined in studio by another guest. We have with us Tina, and Tina is the owner of Let's Face It.
That's me.
Hi, Tina. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
What is Let's Face It?
Well, you would think it's about faces, right?
I don't. Well,
it is. Well, because it's a clue. But yes, it's about.
Good thing when your name gives a clue as to what you're about.
We actually specialize in permanent makeup.
Say what?
What that means is it's a tattoo on your face.
Oh, one of my kids has got one of those.
We're not talking teardrops and all that.
Okay.
No.
Good, because I hate his.
It's makeup.
Oh, it's makeup.
It's makeup. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Well, your face is made up.
It is. Some of it's on there forever, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it hurt?
We have numbing cream, and it...
So that's a yes.
Keeps that... It keeps the pain level down to where...
It's manageable?
Definitely manageable.
Okay.
When I was looking through some of the businesses, I found this to be very interesting, especially since your background is you're the president of the Missouri Council of Tattoo and Permanent Makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's and you've been doing this for 22 years?
I have been.
And it's always been, I mean, during that 22 years, you've always been applying makeup?
Correct.
And does the makeup of 22 years ago look comparable to what we do today?
No, styles do change.
Okay.
So
you got to be careful then, I guess.
We've gone from skinny little brows to thicker brows. And Now lip procedures are changing where people used to do like just an outline and that was cool looking. Now no one would ever do that. So there are the beauty of what we do, even though it's considered a tattoo,
yes,
for the most part, is the pigments are a little different from body tattooing.
Oh.
So it's more organic. It's designed to kind of fade over time. So after a couple of years, you need to touch it up.
Okay. So it's not, I'm not going to see like Sailor Jerry on somebody's face and go, oh, I guess I know where they had their makeup done.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the practical applications for a procedure like what you do at Let's Face It, and again, that's Let's Face It, we're talking with Tina, and they're in Martin City, 59 West 135th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. So you can just go down 135th Street and find your shop. So the practical applications for somebody looking for a procedure like this would be, give me some examples. Would be looking for something like this?
We have a lot of clients that are the byproduct of thyroid issues, alopecia, where...
Alopecia, when they don't grow...
Where your hair starts to fall out or it doesn't grow back, so you don't have any eyebrows at all, or maybe they're just getting really thin. We have ladies with Parkinson's disease where their hands shake, people with bad vision. I mean, there's a lot of things that you don't think about because it hasn't affected you. But for us women, we really want to, for the most part, look our best. And we want it to be fast and easy because makeup is something you have to put on every day, every day, every day. So it gets a little monotonous.
Put it on, take it off, put
yeah,
it on, take it off.
Some people will not leave the house until they get their eyebrows drawn on. And so we save them so much time, 10 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, however much time it takes them to actually put that on is how much time they – we figured it out. 10 minutes a day.
Yes.
If you get – your eyebrows, like, put on permanently, you can actually get a free 2-week vacation a year.
What?
I know. Just do the math.
Oh, on the time.
On the time, yes.
Oh.
I mean, it's like little increments of time, but over a year, you've saved a lot. So, you know, it's the convenience
and
of it.
And a lot on purchasing makeup.
Yes.
Ooh,
you
that's
save
a good
on
point.
Makeup. And actually, it's a great self esteem booster.
Now, you talked about a lot of women, but is this application towards geared at any way if I have a big bald spot, which I don't, but
well, that is another point I was going to bring up, so I'm glad you brought it up first.
He doesn't like to talk about it.
I don't have
Not yet.
But oh, it's coming.
We have some classes coming up that will open up our industry to men in a brand new way. So that's one.
You're going to find a way
to
cure bald spots.
Well, we can't really cure the bald spot,
well,
even though I'd
spot.
Love to. I might think about that and get back to you. But what we can do is once you have a bald spot is... we can make it look like you have some hair.
Okay, wait a second.
Growing.
This is Ron Popeil. Instead of spray can, you're doing something that it looks like there's hair there.
Yes.
And instead of Rudy Giuliani dripping all over the place, you're permanent.
It is permanent. So we can make you look like you have a little hair stubble. But we do have men who come in
I
for eyebrows.
I could do that on my face. A little hair stubble would be nice.
Yeah, if you have... Well, we have had people ask about, like, filling in a beard, but that's a commitment. If we tattoo parts of your beard that you have bald areas, you can't shave it off because then you got that spot that's tattooed.
But so. I could then think about it. This is planned obsolescence on your part.
Right.
This could be genius.
Okay.
Yes, you will fill in patches because then when they shave it all off, they go, oh, my God. You say, well, we could fill in the rest of it now.
That's true.
Why wait 6 weeks to grow that hair back? It's not no shave member, no shave, no, doesn't matter.
So medically speaking, a lot of people have these certain conditions that causes them to need this procedure.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
And you wouldn't want to go in if somebody... like has healthy eyebrows, well, they wouldn't want to go in and do it, would they?
We do have ladies who have like big bushy eyebrows, but they don't have any shape.
Do they have to shave them off?
No. And that's a good question. We get that question a lot. Like a regular body tattoo, you have to shave the hair off. We don't do that. We don't have to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can just fill it in on the eyebrows so that they look just normal and they still have some hair.
Yes. It just gives some definition and some shape.
That's fascinating.
It's pretty cool.
How did you get into this kind of business?
I was a cosmetologist for 20 years and found out and did a lot of makeup, just teaching makeup models, print, television. And when I heard about it in 1999, I was like, oh my God, you mean you can tattoo makeup on and it stays? I was like, that is the best thing since toilet paper. I'm like, that's amazing.
It's right up there, isn't it?
It's right up there, isn't it? So
this is a trend.
It's a trend. It is. Everybody needs it.
Everybody
needs
it.
It's a staple. It's a staple.
Yeah. Well, keep the staples away from the toilet paper. I'll just say this. Okay, so 1999, you first get wind that this is coming.
Correct.
And you said, hey, you know, I know a thing or two because I'm a cosmetologist. I'll get into this.
I did.
Now, and I'm just thinking back, in 1999, and a lot of people were thinking the world was about to end, right? Y2K. Remember
right.
that?
That's true.
And then
yes.
we had 2012. So yes. At any point, have you had people come into your shop and go, you know, it's not really going to matter. So what I'd like to do is get a skull and crossbones or something going. I mean, do people get freaky, or are they basically, this is one of those places where they're kind of conservative with their
No, it's
choices.
Not a tattoo shop.
Yeah, we don't
no,
do skull
that.
And crossbones,
yeah.
but I would
I was making
I
light
would
of
say
it.
People do come in and they're a little bit nervous because it's yeah. more permanent than just putting your makeup on. But everything looks very natural, and that's
what they're going for.
The beauty of it. We have tons of before and after pictures. We have the website. We've got books that we've put together for people to look at. So,
permanent makeup by TinaB.com.
That's the website.
Okay. Brian, it's really too bad this isn't webcast.
Well, we have the stand.
There's no camera to it, and I do.
But we've made an investment in the stand.
Maybe next time.
Sure. Next time you show up,
after,
probably won't
After
happen.
12 years,
yeah,
we're
going
to advance into that.
We're up to a tripod.
I told him that was a dying trend.
Okay.
The web is never going to make it.
I said it's not going to make it. Come on.
It's like the wheel. That's nobody needs that.
Then it happened. Well, one small mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that big a deal.
You're beginning to sound like that Larry David commercial.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, beautiful work. Beautiful work.
So thanks for joining us. At anything else you want to add? Do you have specials? Is there a consultation? Do you encourage people to go in and make an appointment and just
yes.
say what we can do for you is...
Right. We do have free consultations. We can even do them like Facebook Live type messenger. So, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to come in if you live a long way. We have three full-time artists and two part-time. We have three apprentices, and we're April 12th. We have 8 more apprentices that are going to be starting.
What?
So we're really growing. When I moved into Martin City 9 years ago, I was the only artist. There was like maybe 2 other people in town that did this. And then this thing called microblading hit the industry. And now you see these permanent makeup places popping up all over the place.
Brian, I just noticed. Tina really thinks a lot of you and me.
I do.
She had her hand tattooed with our names on it.
I did.
I just saw
Look
that.
Right there. Oh.
That is amazing.
I didn't want to forget your name.
That's great.
You saw that.
That's wonderful.
That's my note. I'll never lose your
Oh,
name.
It's not permanent?
No.
It's a tattoo.
I've had women tattoo my name on their bodies before.
Yeah, I know.
No,
and then
no.
you let them out.
What not to do.
That would be brutal. Tina, where are you located at?
135th Street, 59 West 135th Street in Martin City, Missouri. Now, if you put that in your GPS, it's probably going to say Kansas City.
Mm. Martin City is technically Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, I don't know. They only changed that like maybe 5 years ago. All of a sudden, the GPS has expounded itself for whatever reason.
Okay.
But it's technically Martin City. It's just your GPS thinks it's Kansas City. So,
got it.
Just saying.
Our friends at Google don't know everything.
They don't know
and
everything.
If I was, they barely, anyway, if I was traveling down 135th, I could just find it right there.
Right where Warnall dead ends. We're across from Suburban Lawn and Garden.
Oh. I know right where they're at.
Me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How
me
could
too.
You miss it?
Yeah.
And you can go to permanentmakeupbytinab.com if you don't want to drive out to Martin City, which, by the way, you should drive out to Martin City. It's a lovely place. There's a lot of things to do, a lot of great places to eat.
Absolutely.
A lot of variety, a lot of different kinds of businesses, and not a lot of repeat. You're not going to drive up and down that street and see 12 different stores that are the same.
And you don't have to worry about 8 different McDonald's.
That's right.
Not everybody.
Right.
Okay.
Or Starbucks across the street from another Starbucks. But that doesn't make any sense, does it?
If Starbucks is cashing checks, I'm not going to tell them what to do.
Okay.
You know. Okay, Tina, thanks very much for being
You're
with
welcome.
Us. That was delightful.
Thank you.
We got to take one more quick break, Brian. When we come back, I want to hear more history about Martin City. Or is it Tilden? I get confused. But this is Kansas City. You know, if I was thinking of music that sounds like Martin City, I might think of the Eagles.
Who's that?
It's a band from the 70s.
Okay. Didn't make it that big, did they?
They had a moment or two.
Okay. Well, that's good.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for crying out loud.
I see. They are.
No RCs, but good chicken.
Very good chicken.
Yeah.
And we were just notified that they have the best, what?
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak in town. Do they put gravy on that?
Yes.
Aha.
My cardiologist says otherwise. He does not condone me having gravy.
But there are a lot of great restaurants in Martin City. We are
yes,
talking
are.
About exploring Martin City, and we're talking about a little bit of the history that we had in Martin City. And we do want to, there's so many different businesses. We encourage everybody just to go out to Martin City.
It's a good time.
Just, you know, drive around a little bit. There is, you can find everything from Mexican to barbecue to fried chicken to seafood. I mean, there's everything out there. And then there are so many different shops you can go in and just look at.
And the people are friendly.
And very friendly.
Not like Shawnee. Stay
no,
out
no.
of Shawnee. Don't come anywhere near Shawnee. We don't want you.
Yeah, you've already told me that.
By the
I'm
way, did you know in Shawnee, they've taken down one of the roads through the main drag? It used to be 4 lanes. It's now 3.
You know,
what kind of community is trying to get less traffic going through there? I don't understand. Johnson Drive is 4 lanes everywhere in the Metroplex except Shawnee. And then for some reason, it's like, do you want to ride on a horse, sir?
During,
I'm sorry, go on.
During Prohibition,
I really should have run for mayor.
There was a drugstore in Martin City that offered the customers
drugs.
Get a little nip. So Ooh. You had to go into the back of the drugstore. This is during.
Wait a minute.
Yep. Little
really?
Shot.
Really?
Little shot. Medicinal.
Medicinal.
Of course.
Yeah, because then
we
you
talked to McCormick.
That's right. You,
and that's
you
how they made it through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't blame them.
You needed a little nip.
Nothing wrong with it.
You go
Not
into
if it's
the
medicinal.
Drugstore. Right. Mm-hmm. Medicinal. Of course, it was vodka.
or bourbon.
No, it was probably from McCormick.
Well, then it was probably vodka.
Yeah.
Or gin. Wasn't gin their first big seller?
Gin, vodka, bourbon. They do it all now.
They do it all.
But it was really...
I like their tequila.
I thought it was really interesting that
tarantula.
They have
Blue
all
tarantula
these...
tequila.
And we went and we found all of those businesses down on Grand that were open during Prohibition. You know, the speakeasies and all of that. And the... So... Martin City has so much history dating back to 1887.
Okay.
And then moving all the way forward And then there was a tornado.
There was.
And,
oh, that's right.
And
the
Tina
Ruskin
told us
Heights,
about that.
Right?
Ruskin Heights in 1957,
ooh,
which basically wiped out a lot. It wiped out a lot of the town. But rebuilt better. Lot of construction lately.
Definitely.
I mean, on the roads and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jim, let's thank our guests. We had the Gilded Lily in. We had Deborah, who is the owner. And they are...
Debbie Beechner at the Gilded Lily. They are at gildedlilykc.com, or you can call them 816-510-2182.
We had Bob Stewart
from the Sharper Edge Concrete Landscape Borders at thesharperedge.net, 816-941-3343.
And we have the owner and CEO of, let's face it, Tina.
She is available at permanentmakeupbytinab.com or 816-888-1670.
Right.
How'd I do?
You did great.
All of that was from memory. No. I try my best. Now, we'll be back in 167 hours. What are we going to be talking about next week?
Well, that's going to be a secret because I've got an idea for you that I think you're going to be amazed about.
Really?
Because we're talking about Kansas City.
I love to talk about Kansas City.
We'll be back next week.
Okay. I'm still Avery's Poppy. Good night, everybody.
Just